because they cannot handle the fact that they did reject the call of the Lord Jesus Christ to come and lead the church. Needless to say, man responds. Now, we see scripturally these response. It's very interesting, of course, what we just read in Matthew chapter 4, where both sets of these four men that Jesus called, two pairs, obviously Peter and Andrew, and then James and John, both fishermen, both pairs of fishermen. And it says, and they immediately left their nets and followed him. Notice this whole issue is immediate. When Jesus calls, he wants a response now. He doesn't want you to blow him off. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't say, okay, you know, think this one over for a few months, give it a couple years, and maybe when you're done doing what you're doing, you can come work for me. And unfortunately, there's people like myself who respond to Jesus that way, who receive the call and just say, I can't do it right now, but I will. Well, that's not really good enough, and there's a price you pay for that. And I paid a price for it, and we all do, and we know it. But when we respond immediately, we see power in the end result of what God does in our lives. And you look at these four guys, and you see where their lives ended up. And one of them, James, the son of Zebedee, was the first apostolic martyr. And he didn't last long, but what he did in the meantime was great stuff. And so we have to receive that, and we have to understand that God called these people very clearly. They responded immediately, and then we see another example of that in Luke chapter 5, where Jesus calls Matthew in verse 28, and it says, and he left behind everything and rose and began to follow him. Literally just stood up from the office he was sitting in the tax collector's booth, and just walked away from it. Didn't even close the shop down, to our knowledge. Just stood up and walked away and followed Jesus. He responded to the call immediately. You know, Jesus was approached by a rich young man who said, you know, I will follow you, but let me first go and bury my father, which wasn't really